Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak about liberating on the past. If we don't remove the pain of the past, then we can't enjoy our life. And we don't get new results for our life. And this is true for all aspects of our life. I want to give you an example what I use very often. There was a study about raped women in London. And they found out that 80% of the raped women are going back in the same situation where they got raped. And 20% were avoiding everything to get raped again. So this means 100% of the raped women are living in the past, in their sorrow, and can't enjoy their life. And even worse, they're hating men and they're not open for a new relationship. And then they're getting raped again. And we call this in the psychology the repeating effect. We repeat every situation again and again until we go with full awareness through this experience. For instance, one of my friends has one accident after the next accident. So he is repeating again and again his trauma. And this is not true only for the women, for the raped women, and for my friend. This is true for everybody. Another example. When we had grown up very poor, we still harbor in ourselves the feelings and sentiments of poor people against rich people, against money, and so on. When we go then to a hotel, to a 5-star hotel, and be together with the rich people, we feel bad, we feel minority, we feel that we doesn't fit to this scenario, to this high society. And really we love to escape from the situation. And still we're living in the past. We can't enjoy this new scenery. Even the people in this party or in this hotel are much better, but we can't see that. Because inside of ourselves, we hate out of jealousy the rich people. And if we want to become rich and we have these negative feelings, emotions inside of ourselves against money, rich people, we never have a chance to get rich. To this also one example that 90% of the lottery winner are after 5 years even poorer than they had been before, mainly all bankrupt. So this means we have to free us from our negative feelings, from our traumas, in order that we change our life. If we don't do so, we're coming back all the time to the same scenery. Everybody has seen people become very fast rich and then poor again. Because the inner self is still in the mood to be poor. And they cannot change inside their self, so the outer world is changing for them, so that this world, this inner world, keeps them poor. And just go to a therapist or a life coach and get rid of these negative feelings in some sessions, the problem is solved. And even worse, and this is also 100% true for myself, also my childhood was a hell. I could not build up a good relationship to my parents. So they were hating me, I was hating them, and so on. If we had a bad childhood or a bad previous relationship, and we didn't have free us from the negative feelings or remove the negative feelings and traumas from that time, we're repeating the same situation. And everybody knows it, that people changing their relationship, and after some time they're in exactly the same situation that they had been before. So for what? Make their life easy, get rid of them, from the negative feelings, not rid of the partner, and then we are open for a new relationship, for new love. So if I apply it on my life again, so my old sister was hating me like crazy, no? So I had a very bad start to get a relationship or to get a love relationship with a woman. And I have done everything. I've done tantra groups and so on. And I found my great love. And this great love became divine. I got my first God experience as an atheist through a deep love to a woman. And I could feel it everywhere. I could say everywhere where I was, even we had been 2,000, 3,000 kilometers distant, how she felt in this moment, what was her mood and so on. And just, I worked very hard on myself to experience that. So, this means we don't have to repeat our life again and again and again. Just get rid of the negative experience. And this we can get only if we feel again our traumas and remove our negative suppressed feelings that keeps us in a jail, not to make new experience in our life, that we have no chance to become rich. So I've read also a book about money consciousness, I forgot the title, and it's a case study from thousands of patients. They repeat again and again their traumas and never had a chance to become rich until they got rid of their childhood, the memories of their childhood, when they released the negative suppressed feelings. And then it was easy. And this might be the reason why you don't get the life what you want, or it's not might be, it is the reason for it. Okay. Thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.